Hello, Audio Boom. This is Yessie.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi, Audio Boom. I like Audio Boom better.
Yeah, no, me too. I will admit, though, that I may have overreacted when I first saw it a little bit. Like, I was disgusted. I'm not even going to lie. And I still am to an extent. Like, I don't like how hard it is to get to the Audio Booms, the people I'm following that I want to listen to. Like, I really don't care about the categories and, like, the random stuff that I'm not following. I have no desire to keep up with that at all. And so a lot of the time, though, I just listen to stuff that people post because I come across it on Twitter. Like, I almost never get on the app and listen to stuff anyway, and, you know, that doesn't make it any better, because when I do, I want to be able to get to it pretty easily, but,
yeah.
I did find them, I did find the list, they're just hidden, and it's annoying, and they should at least let you change that, I think, personally. I don't think that would be too much to ask, where you could customize your, like, what you're at when you first log in, whenever you first open the app. So you could, like, change, you know, the people who want to do that and listen to random stuff, they can do that. And then the people who, like myself, and I think a lot of people feel this way because I've seen a lot of complaining, you know, people like myself who want to just listen to those they follow, recordings from people they follow, then they can do that too. So I don't know, that's my idea, my two cents, not that it matters.
Yes, so Audio Boom developers, if you are listening, change it now.
Well, I'm definitely not as bitter as some people, but
no, I know.
I was disgusted at first. I'm not even gonna lie, because I opened it and I'm like, "What the fuck did they do to like, I don't like it." Bring the other one back. But yeah. So, as most of you can probably tell, I'm sick. Yay.
No, not yay.
So exciting. Woo, I love being sick. Having a cold. It's awesome. Sarcasm to the max there.
Yep.
But I have a lot to be excited about, and a lot not to be excited about. So, a lot of people, myself included, have had a really, really, really rough week. I don't know what has been in the water, but people have lost their freaking minds. Woke up one morning and all of a sudden a friend of mine decided that he didn't want to be our friend anymore. And, because he got a new girlfriend, and I don't know the girl, so I have never said anything about her ever. Because I don't know her. So that doesn't make sense for me to talk crap about somebody I don't even know. So it kind of hurt, you know. Well, not kind of. Okay, it hurt. that, you know, this person is that important to you that you would get rid of us even though we're not doing anything. Like, I mean, I think some drama popped off after all that stuff happened, but that's because people were understandably hurt. You know, by that, you know, okay, I am with this person now, so screw you guys, you know? And I will say this, and I'm not saying anything bad about that person in general. This is just in general. Like, if somebody is going to control you to the point where you have to push your friends away to be in a relationship with them, that is a major red flag. So just, you know, if you're happy, good. I'm glad you're happy, but, definitely concerned on that respect. And to me, you know, for good reason. So that was one thing. And then some other drama involving a friend who was really close to me, over a joke. And so I'm struggling with that still. you know, I think if you're over the age of 12, people, if you have a problem with someone, you need to know how to handle it better than posting or having your boyfriend attack the person for no reason on social media. That is not mature, and it doesn't look good. It does not, it may have made you feel good because, oh, he stood up for you or whatever, but you weren't being attacked or anything, so that does not look good. That is not becoming. I'm sorry, but it's not. And nobody's perfect. You know, sometimes you might have your times where you have rants and stuff on Twitter, but to go out and purposely try to attack someone, I don't know, I just can't condone that. and it was me, and I'm a very sensitive person, so it's pretty easy to hurt me and, you know, make me upset. So, I don't think that was necessary. I think that could have definitely been handled a lot better. If there was a problem, this person has my cell phone number, my house phone number, my email address. I mean, plenty of other ways they could have contacted me. We were on Facebook together. They could have sent me a Facebook message, even though I don't get on there that much. I mean, lots of other options instead of making this so public, and then having other people randomly talking about me who don't know anything about me, and saying that I have no life. Okay. So, yes, I broadcast on Electroshock Radio once a week for 2 hours. I know people who hold down full-time jobs. I've known people who have kids and hold down full-time jobs and do all this other stuff and still do it. It is a hobby like anything else, and so just because I broadcast does not mean I don't have a life. So that's one thing I just, you know, I really wanted to point out on there. You know, and the joke was that someone should listen to our shows. And actually, if anything, it should have been someone else's show, Lyrical Sunset, Jess on Electroshock Radio. She has played the particular song I was talking about more than I have. So I wasn't even necessarily talking about she should have been listening to my show. Because I've played it maybe twice, and she's played it a lot more than I have. She plays it almost every week, so, you know, really, but it is what it is. I have a lot of exciting things, coming up that I'm really, really, really happy about. I'm getting ready to go see Daniel in Pennsylvania and meet his family, and, that's gonna be awesome. I hope I'm feeling better by then.
I know. I hope you're feeling better by then.
Yeah, I'm gonna
start getting sick.
I'm gonna, yeah. Huh?
The day my flight is,
I'm riding the train up there, so I'm gonna keep you guys posted on that on Twitter, because, you know, that's what I do. And it should be pretty fun and pretty interesting. It'll be a long ride there. And then I'm going to a Scotty McCreery concert in October as well.
Jealous.
Yeah.
Freaking jealous.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that, and this is almost over. This is almost over, so I'm trying to get everything in. And then I'm going to change my phone number to get rid of these fools who I don't talk to anymore, and get be selling some items so that I can get a new phone. And switch plans, because it doesn't make sense to switch plans and not get a new phone, because then it extends the contract for another 2 years, and I don't want to wait another 2 years. And Daniel's talking to his parents. And then in December, I'm going to New York, possibly with some family. I'm not sure yet what's going to happen, but I'm really excited about that. So a lot's going on for someone who apparently has no life. So I am really excited. Also, I'm moving to Raleigh pretty soon, working on that too. So a lot going on. I just wanted to update you guys because I don't come in here much. So yeah, I wanted to make sure I get everything in. But yeah, so if you guys want to contact me, do so on Twitter, YesEan, and I'll be glad to talk to you guys. And I will return eventually to post another audio boo boom boo boom 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 pow. Yeah, anyway.
Audio pow. Yes, they should name it Audio Pow.
Yeah, all right. Bye, everyone.